Financial Matters.
Dr. Frank Magwegwe is here with me, Head of Financial Wellness and Advisory at Nedbank, Gibbs faculty member and soon-to-be professor, Dr. Frank Magwegwe. Dr. Frank, good evening to you. Are you well?
In fact, you know, we've been talking so much about this progress, my research and all that.
Yeah.
So one of the 702 listeners, good evening, 702 listeners and our Cape Talk, they called me and they said, hello, Professor Magwegwe. How does it sound? Every time you are talking about becoming professor with Aubrey, I said, well, I'm not quite there yet. I said, no, to us, you are there already. So people are tracking this thing seriously, bro. Oops.
Beautiful.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, Doc.
And so excited you know, to be here. So I think excitement tinged with a little bit of sadness, bro. Oops. I was talking to Ntateng earlier, and I was saying to you, I mean, there is no doubt that scams, I mean, we decided on the topic earlier today. There is no doubt, perhaps. During difficult times, we know more and more scams come up.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing now in the past month, I mean, we haven't seen that in a while.
Really? Huh?
Where with these, and it's so interesting, centered on agriculture. I mean, the numbers they're talking about is just out of this world.
Agriculture?
Yeah, so we have had one where you buy an online metaverse pig for 2,500 rand.
A what?
Pig farming, online pig farming.
Ah, you see now?
Yes. In just over a month, they raised about 14 million before the authorities stopped them, froze their bank account, the SIU. As they were busy doing
pig
that.
Pig farming online?
Online, in the metaverse.
Ah, I want to get
And then you sell the, I mean, it's, when you read it, Braobs, it's like you think, hey, someone must see that this can be true.
Yeah.
But they got 14 million in. And then we've got another one. In fact, it's I sent the picture. It says here, magical berry bushes. They grow so fast that 500,000 grows to 1.24 million in 7 days. This is on their website.
Really?
On their website. Perhaps.
Tell me.
A few millions, they managed to get people to put money in this scheme.
And people are putting money.
And people are putting money. They've also now, the authorities, clamping down on them. So today, we want to say, we've talked about it before. Do you know about these two scams? Do you see them online? With all the talk we have on this show, if it's too good to be true, if the returns are high, if it's a minimum time period, did you spot it? Or you fell for it, right? Is our first question.
Yeah.
The second one being, in your circles, are they talking about these scams? What are you hearing? What is it? Of course, we'll talk about what we know from research that drives people into these scams. But we know, our fantastic listeners, you are close on the ground. You are on your social media. What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are people talking about at brides and stock fairs and get together? Because what we know, Braobs, is this. When the authorities move in, it's when a scam is gathered a lot of momentum, probably a couple of millions in it.
Mm-hmm.
But as it's starting out, it's quiet and they're getting a lot of money quite quickly in. So we want to hear from our listeners. When did you hear about this indie berries? That's what it's called.
Indie berries.
Indie berries. And then piggy farm on the metaverse.
Pig farm on a... I mean it sounds so absurd. Absurd.
It does.
But the
millions.
The scary part is that lots of people get caught up in these things. And not people that are oblivious of things of the commercial world and so forth. This is usually people that are pretty educated.
Online, sophisticated, they've got data, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they look at this thing, they apply their mind, and somehow they put their money there.
I want to tell you of another scam that I fortunately had the presence of mind to see. I was in the market for a car. Because my bucky is headed.
I know you talked about it.
My bucky has headed. Although it's still not doing. I still come to work with my bucky. It's my bucky.
Yes.
Not the bank's bucky.
My is underlined. Yeah.
It's my bucky.
Yes.
Headed for years. And it still goes. Of course, it goes with a lot of praying in between.
the side of the road, bro.
So Ntateng has almost fetched me, I don't know how many times, because she'll just decide she's... Anyway, I digress. The issue is that there is on Facebook, with absolute impunity, a whole page about repossessed vehicles.
Yeah.
You can buy a car that you would buy under normal circumstances on this page for 3 million rand. Under normal circumstances, you'd have to buy that car for 3 million rand.
Very expensive cars.
Really expensive cars, the big German cars around. And you'll get it there for 100,000 rand. So they say.
Yeah.
So I decided I was gonna phone these guys because I like the big German car. Yeah. I wanted to see what this is all about. And they said to me, no, it's fine. Pay the money in first. Yeah. And that for me was
warning
the big
sign number
was the warning sign. Before you can see this before you can see the car. Now it's available. I'm looking at it right now, even as I speak to you. Kind of nonsense. But I've done some research. I even had a speaker here on the show to talk about that. It's a scam. It's a full-blown scam, and many people have been scammed with that repossessed vehicles thing on Facebook. It's on Facebook. It's there even now. My issue, though, Dr. Frank, is how come that these scams, virtual pig farming, berries.
Indie berries. They even say on the website, magical berries, bro.
How come?
Magical.
How come these platforms upon which these advertisements, how come these things aren't shut down before they do the damage that they do? Why is it that these platforms don't do the research to allow these people to scam people like that? Why is that the case?
I think a couple of things. I want to something there, Braob. So I think the first one is anyone can open a website and, you know, put whatever advertising material that you want. No one can stop you from doing that. I think once you are there, our authorities, they are just stretched with so much that's going on in the country. Mm. And if you think about how much stuff is on the website, they rely on us. And I think part of what we can ask our 702 and Capital to do is when they pick up these things, something looks suspicious, to alert the financial sector conductor. Then they can move in. I mean, within a week, the SIU got permission, I don't know legal what it's called, froze the bank accounts, and they could see that 14 million went in, only 4 million is left. They've already taken out 10 million, these people running this pig farm, right?
Yeah.
So I think the authorities just don't have the manpower to be online and checking all these fraudulent schemes and closing them down.
Yeah, yeah.
And so today for me, as we're planning the show, it's really to say, I think we need two ways to do it. We need the consumer to be more alert, like what you did, to see those red flags and don't fall for it.
Yeah.
But we also need to be proactive and, you know, alert authorities when these things happen. I think the combination of the two.
Yeah.
There's just so many, bro.
Hey, there are so
they
many.
Close
Dr. Frank.
Another one open. Cryptocurrencies. We're just talking about these two that are more in the agricultural space. You can't get a handle of the cryptocurrency scams that are online.
It is
a lot. So we really just want our listeners to be, you know, aware and share with us, how are they navigating social media and being able to pick up that this seems too good? I mean, perhaps if you look, 500,000, 7 days later, it's 1.24 million. How?
You know, Dr. Frank, I think the next question we must ask. So I've asked the question about the platforms,
and
the authorities, but we do need to ask the question about us.
Correct.
As the citizens, as the people who fall into these scams. I'm not shy to say, and I'm not proud of it, but I've fallen for many of these scams. I have. And often it has to do with greed.
Greed, fear of missing out, stress.
Yep.
And in particular financial stress.
Yeah.
I think it also has got to do with how it spreads in communities, in Facebook communities. And you do have people who can show you evidence that they put in early and they got paid.
Yes.
But of course, that's how these scamsters work.
Sure.
They need a few testimonials that, no, I did, this thing works. I put in 1,000. This is how much came in. I think the combination of that is what lets people what do you call it? They're not on guard.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you've lost a lot of money.
So give us a call, 011-883-0702, as I speak to Dr. Frank. What scams have you fallen prey to?
And these two in particular.
Yeah.
When did you pick up? Are you aware of them?
What?
Indie berries, magical berries. There are farmers out there in South Africa, that's the premise, who farm these amazing berries. And so your money.
What do these berries do? What are they? What's so magical about them?
They taste well. They grow fast. There's lots of demand for them. It's a secret.
Oh,
that these farmers have come up with. Help us fund them so that they expand this operation. You give us money. A week later, we give you a return because there's so much huge demand for these amazing berries. So, you know, for me, when I saw it, and I have fallen for scams, by the way,
yeah,
Ops.
Yeah.
So I am no longer, and Chris knows, I'm no longer that person to judge others.
Yeah.
Because you can, before I tell you about this, I want to tell you when I fell for quick, many years ago, about a decade ago, 10 years ago, I was trying to sell a car.
Yeah.
Little Polo that I had, I was having a bit of financial problem, and to get rid of this Polo quickly.
Yeah.
And then I, at the time, before these big places that buy cars these days, I put it on Auto Trader, and I got a call from many people. Eventually, I got from one
classified
person. Yes. And the person says, I'm on my way to you to buy the car that you have advertised. Unfortunately, we are having a problem with our car. I phoned my son to come to the side of the road. I'm gonna jump into the car with him and we carry on with you. We just need you to help us with R1,000 for fuel. Do you know? I put R1,000 and the person never arrived.
No, they wouldn't have caught me with that one.
It sounded so urgent. Just do it. We're coming. And they even said, we buy with cash. You're gonna get your cash. So this is not a bank deal. Cash, we live with the car. I fell for that. So I know it's very easy. You're under stress. You're thinking about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you. So I don't want our listeners to judge.
Sure.
I would rather ask you to be curious.
Yes.
Why would someone fall for this? Even go on the website. Just Google indie berries.
Yeah.
You see it on the website. When you read it, it just looks like this is from a fiction book.
Sure.
This is not possible. But they've got money.
And they've scammed a lot
of
people.
They've scammed people.
Give me a call. What scams have you fallen prey to? And if you can perhaps push yourself to think a little harder as to what aspect of what the scamsters use as far as your character is concerned. Yeah? Yeah? So greed, for me, was one.
Fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out. The idea that I know something that other people don't
limited
know.
Offer.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Dr. Frank, we live in a very, very interesting world at the moment. I have conversations with guests on this very platform who tell us about the opportunities that are out there on the World Wide Web.
Yes.
Opportunities that are out there online, that everything now in terms of revenue is moving from terra firma to the virtual world. And so you get mesmerized by these ideas that, something's happening in another world somewhere called the virtual world. And let's all go and be part of this because all of the trillions and billions and trillions of money are going that way. And go and get your piece out of that, that thing. Hey, Dr. Frank, that thing is killing a lot of us.
100%. It is
because. The reason why some of these people who sell pigs online, or what are they doing? Farming online.
With pigs.
The reason why these people are catching us out is because we're caught up in this fog, this mystery of this place, this new pioneerism, this breaking into a new world kind of idea. When in fact, if I'm hearing you correctly, Dr. Frank, keep your head in the clouds, but keep your feet on the ground. Yeah?
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking about it, perhaps, and thinking if it was I kind of processing it, but I'm not the right person in the sense of I watch out a lot for them.
Sure.
But they can get our listeners. That's why I want to empower them.
Sure.
So one of the things I really thought about is, can you tell me where can I see these berries? Show me a real farm.
A berry.
Show me, do you have a deal with Woolworths? Who's buying them? With ShopRite? With any retailer? Like simple questions that these guys can't answer them. The same with these pigs. Where are they? Show us a real picture. I want to see them walking.
Like pigs do.
Yeah. is. And they just can't answer. But there is something, perhaps, as you say, about greed, about fear of missing out, about pressure, about perhaps I'm going to go in quickly and I get paid. I know it's a scam. Others will be scammed, but I won't.
Yeah.
There's probably also an element of that. There is definitely some, you know why, perhaps? In fact, if you think about this, this scheme is nothing compared to some of the big scams. I mean, think of mirror trading. People put over, I think, 2 billion rands.
What is mirror trading?
It was also a cryptocurrency scam. And this South African who started it ran away to Brazil. He was eventually caught and end. But essentially, browsers, I just want to give you a picture.
Yes.
South Africans and some global investors put in 2 billion in a scam. So, listeners, as you listen out there, don't say it will never happen. It is happening. Otherwise, they wouldn't multiply.
Somebody that has 2 billion rand right? to spend is not a fool, right? Yeah. I mean, this is somebody.
You end up all these thousands of people that are able to get so much in such a short time.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
We've got a couple of calls.
I would love to take them.
And I imagine that these scams are not just limited to online scams. Sometimes they happen right here on good old, terra firma, I like to say.
Remember our caller last year, yes. Chicken Lick,
yes.
KFC.
Yes.
Who told about money put in a box and they went to a KFC or a restaurant.
Yeah.
And then the person went to the bathroom and they never came back.
Yeah.
And then he opened to realize there's nothing and he had lost 5. Remember, we also had this show when we talked about scams last year.
So
even face to face, it can happen.
So I know that it's fascinating to talk about the various scams that are out there and we want to take those calls. But I want you, Dr. Frank, to constantly remind us of why we're having this conversation. Because I know that...
Watch out for.
Absolutely. And I know how this conversation can really pull us away from, hey, this thing is a scam and it's got real consequences, real life consequences, and we need to watch out for it in this particular way. But I am interested at the moment to hear about some of the scams that our listeners have been exposed to and maybe even fallen prey to, or maybe were able to foresee that this is a scam and not get caught. What did you see? How did you, what was said? What did you pick up that made you decide, I'm not going down this road? I want to take a quick call now. Dr. Frank, if you can put on your ears. Pinda is in Boksburg. Good evening to you, Pinda.
Hi, Obi and Dr. Magwegwe.
Good evening to you, Pinda.
Thank you for calling.
Hi.
And listening to our show.
Thank you. I thought it was clever, given that I'm a listener of the show.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have been a listener of these money shows. I talk about the smart girl.
Mm.
But in the office, there was a talk about this money. You know, you put so much. And I mean, people were eating and people were saying, which I realized later that they were lying when they were saying they had already withdrawn a portion of their money and all that. It sounded good. I was suspicious. I was like, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, you must know, and you need to know what I'm doing. I had all those questions, you know, snake oil, and you know, I was a smart girl.
Yeah.
But like, don't be too smart sometimes. Miss out, man.
Yeah.
leave your smartness.
Yeah.
The other girls are making money. Get in as well, and you know, you might be liking. So people were like really putting big money, 400,000, 500,000. People were taking second bonus. But I was like, you know, I'm going. The least that I can, with 2,000 was the least I put. Yes. And I put it. So we like, we're sitting there and watching our monies grow on the computer screen.
Yeah.
And one morning we were told that, nope, the computers are going for upgrade. The system is going for upgrade.
Yes.
And we were off up until today. We are still waiting for the computers. I'm sure it's like now 3 years. but I mean, people went to hospital.
Yeah.
They were, because they had put millions, some of them, in that thing. But I think I'm grateful that I think it helped me that I always listen to this program.
Yeah.
I kind of questioned these things.
Yes.
Because at least I lost 20,000.
Yeah.
There were people who lost hundreds of thousands and people who lost. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it actually, sometimes you can never be too smart.
Yes. Yep.
These people are clever.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Pinda, thanks very much for your call,
and
sorry for losing so much money. Yeah. But thank you very much for your candor. Really appreciate your call, Pinda, in Boksburg. Yeah, you know, and it's interesting that the scamsters sometimes ride on the idea that we are informed. Yeah,
did you see that? Yeah. One.
Yeah.
People were talking about the office.
Yeah.
I had evidence of other people putting and getting money out.
Yes.
That's one.
Yes.
Two, I am smart girl, but I felt I was missing out.
Yes.
Right? Second.
FOMO, yes.
You see FOMO.
Yes.
And then the third thing, we saw the money going on the screen until one day it was no more there.
Yes.
You see how it's so well thought of to get you off guard. You are waiting, and then 1 minute, they are not contactable. Here are some of the features. Limited offer, big returns, here's some evidence, and then they disappear.
Nikki sends me a message. Dr. Frank says, hello, bro. Oops, I got scammed in December with 37,000 rands from a building construction. I picked up too late. They are scammers. Tears in my eyes. All my cakes money I saved for the year. Uncle Sam, Nikki, I'm so sorry to hear that. 37,000. That's not small money.
And we're now at 37 plus 20, 57,000.
Yeah. Okay, and so you're tallying up.
Yeah?
Okay.
And what can you see, Bra Obs? Yeah. We're saying, just 2 weeks ago, there are South Africans who put 14 million in metaverse pig farming. 10 is gone. They've frozen their accounts. There's only 4 left. Right? So this is real, and you can see from our callers, right?
Yes.
And so one of the things when I was talking about what's on the show today with Tuli, my wife,
yes,
she said, you know, these evil people, you know, they're out there and just looking for teachers, nurses, old people and getting their money. And I said to her, it's true. That's why we must protect them, our listeners and the public in general. Why? Because scams, bra ops, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
They change forms.
Yeah.
They are now mostly online, but they were face-to-face scams, right? And so, yes, we can be angry that they are stealing money from the poor, from the needy, and also from somewhere a little bit greedy.
Yeah.
We've got to continually talk about it so that people are on guard. Yeah. They change form all the time.
Yeah. There's a conspiracy that we sometimes get ourselves locked into.
Yeah.
And I take my cue from the previous caller just now, that we consider ourselves sophisticated and informed.
Yeah.
And so when something comes and it's got a couple of interesting words like crypto, like whatever.
Indie berries.
Indie berries. And or virtual this.
Yeah.
Or you know these words that
they get us.
And we don't want to look like we're not informed, you see. We don't want to look like we're not with it. Yeah?
Yeah.
We don't want to look like we are dumb. And so we play along as though we that thing.
It gets you.
That thing can get you. So I suppose what I'm trying to do is I'm also trying to say, while we know that the scams are out there, but let's also look at the enabling characteristics within ourselves that we need to be aware of that may put us into trouble. Yeah.
And you said earlier, when people call, you know, kind of if they're able to talk a little bit about what made them, like, now I'm clever girl, but I didn't want to miss out, right? Because that awareness is important.
Yes.
To say, I am susceptible because of, like me, I know I've worked hard on it.
Yes.
You will tell you a number of years. But generally speaking, all my youth, probably up to mid-30s, quite an impulsive person.
Very
impulsive.
Yeah.
Now I know myself.
Yeah.
And so I guard against it. But that's a character flaw that I didn't know probably for mid-30s. Yeah. Let me tell you another way, just to illustrate your point, Braubs, right?
Yes.
One of the things that happened to me, 98, 99, when I just started working out, just to show and Brad Chris is going to laugh because he hasn't heard of this one. He's going to laugh. So I have a fantastic job. 98, I must start working. I go Small Street, right? And you know there are these beautiful shops where you can buy Floresham shoes, Brentwood.
Yeah.
I'm on the window, Brad Chris. I'm looking at this amazing stuff. And I'm really saying, if I can get two of these and, you know, I'll really dress nice. A guy comes, he taps me on the shoulder, and he just speaks nicely to me. Say, hey, bruh, I see you're looking at this and that. we can arrange stuff for you.
Yeah.
We can make a plan for you, right? Yes. What do you want? And I say, I want this, I want this, I want that. He says, no, I know a guy who works in this shop.
He'll organize.
Perhaps.
Hey.
How much do you have? And I said, no, I've got 800 rand. I just wanted to buy two of these. He says, no, we can get you lost. Mm. Give me the money. Can I tell you what happened, Prakris? Mm. As far as I'm concerned, he went into the shop. That's what I remember. But he never came out. And I waited. But I'm getting worried. Eventually, I go in the shop. I explain to them, there's a person, and I describe him.
Yeah.
And they say, no such person work here. But I saw him coming here.
Yeah.
And why am I telling this story? Scams have been around forever.
For a long time.
At a certain point, they can get. There is me trying to be a little bit clever.
Yeah.
With 800, I'm going to get 2 pence and two. I lost everything.
Yeah.
And you see for me there, what was it? It was trying to get a bargain.
Yeah.
I fell for the idea of a bargain. And it looked like he went in the shop, but he never came out.
Jenny says, a scammer from South Africa imitating a Ukrainian soldier asking for money, says Jenny. So it appears sometimes that people will try to pull at your heartstrings too.
There you go.
If you are sympathetic to a particular global cause, for example, the war that's taking place in Ukraine and Russia, what's going on in Gaza. I've had people approach me about, let's give some money to the people in Gaza, you know, hey, genocide, hey, give money. And then I look at this thing and I say,
Tell me more.
Then when you start to ask more questions, then they get angry. They call you certain names, but that is a very, very familiar way of trying to catch people out. Global causes. I've been caught out with the, you know, we as black people, we must come together. Yeah. We must empower ourselves. Yeah, you know, it's a global cause.
There's so many.
And so many causes that are out there. So we need to be very, very careful how we can be psychologically blackmailed sometimes into particular things. I want to tell you this, and I want to take these calls. Where I come from, in Mums, there is a category of criminal. And those that also know about the numbers gangs will also know about this. There is a category of criminal that is revered in the criminal world that we in Mamelodi call Mazifo.
Yeah.
They are proficient. They are brilliant. They are trained in being able to look at somebody and see what kind of talk would make this person fall for my scheme. So, for example, for you, the guy who was looking at you, looking at the Florsheim shoes and the Pringle and Palantine.
Yes.
Nice things.
Yes.
Will look at you and then they'd know how to then approach you.
Yeah.
In Mamelodi, we call them Mazifo. In fact, I could ask people from Mamelodi to call you now.
Yeah.
It's a very well-known thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes people say, Kimaslamus.
Yeah.
These guys that'll come and they've got a little bit of a piece of paper that looks like money and then 2 minutes later, stuff is gone. Those are all scams that have now been understood exactly how they operate. These things, as you say, Dr. Frank, have been around us for the longest of time. We just need to be aware of them. Shall we take some more calls? Let's take some more calls. Let's speak to Palesa in Alberton. Good evening to you, Palesa.
Hi, bro.
Are you well this evening?
I'm
good.
Very well.
Hi, Palesa.
I was actually rushing home because I also wanted to share the story. My phone was dying and I was like, there's no way. I need to get home quickly.
Thank God. Thank God we don't have so much load shedding anymore. Hey, Palesa.
Yeah. I just had to rush on my live blog, just running through the robots just to get you home for the charging. You know, bro, you said something powerful. We need to go back and understand why.
Mm-hmm.
The why do we get scammed? So as I was driving, honestly, reflection in Shabile, kind of laziness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Laziness,
tell us more.
Yeah. Bro, so with my story, it was when COVID was hit, just after COVID, when the license department was being advanced in Yanaka technology.
Yes, the licensing, the car licensing department, right?
The car licensing. Right, yep. So I was renewing my actual license.
Okay, yes.
And it was that time where you had to go the booking and you know that whole process.
Yes.
Perhaps I followed the process after, it was swiftly, you know, and it was a shock for me, it was a government.
Yes.
So swift.
Yeah.
I, so So already there's that doubt.
Yeah.
But it went through, and the only place that was available was the, I don't know if I can say the license department place.
Yeah,
but it was you can,
No, it was the Florida one.
Yeah.
I drive, bra, ops, relax, bumpy must be there, go on.
Yes.
I'm relaxed. On my way, bra, ops. He's very nice, clean gentleman. Bow stop, about my sister, good well, and a pagat.
Yeah, it's and full then, inside, bra, ops, yeah.
You know, government, it was that day.
Yes.
They stopped my car. They're like, park here. The traffic inside, it's flooded. You know how it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, see that, guys. But it's bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can park here. But I'm just here to renew my license. But no, we know people inside.
Yes.
Yeah, that can do this thing for you.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, bro. Yo, hi. So I'm like, okay, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you guys, you know, someone, bro, of laziness. The fact that I'm trusting somebody with my documents.
Yeah.
I'm giving him a copy of my ID, bro.
Yeah.
As smart as I am.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the car relaxing.
Yeah.
I took a day off, bro. So I'm not even in a hurry.
Yeah.
I booked, bro. I got a confirmation that your time is this time. But in my mind, I'm like, there's no way.
Let me do it quickly.
So
here,
this guy takes my ID, and perhaps can feel it 300 rand, by the way.
And he's probably calm.
Yeah.
He doesn't give off any nervousness. Yeah.
Clear guy. I take it. He comes back, perhaps with my 300 and paper. My sister, unfortunately, you've got a lot of like tickets. I'm like, Sarah's already bad.
Yeah.
Hi, so we can't do it today. Laziness, bro. I'm like, hey, get up, guy.
Yeah. Oh, my.
He's like, okay, let me go back and ask.
Oh, my goodness.
He goes back. I get a call, bro. I'm sitting in the car. An 011 number. Yeah. Hi, is this Palisa?
Yes.
Yes. Palisa, you're speaking to so-and-so. You were speaking to Tabang. Yes, I was speaking to Tabang. No, your tickets, these are 2.4. I don't know if we cover the autonomous system is at 3.5, but how come it's 1 point something?
Yeah.
To go on printer license.
Yes.
Because I fell shoot.
Yes.
He's serious area. Perhaps no one forced me. I got to
No one forced you, yeah?
I drive to the ATM. I withdraw the 1,005. I give him. I give him. Perhaps I haven't been inside where I was going.
Yes.
I've been parking in the parking lot. Outside. This guy goes in, he takes the 1.5, he's still standing next to me. He comes back and says, I'm relaxed, bro, ops, scrolling on my phone, relaxed. This guy comes back again and says, yo, I unfortunately have a warrant of arrest.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo. And then, I don't know, he calls again with an 011, but listen, warrant of arrest is a 1.9. But
so, okay, wait. So now you've paid 1.5?
Plus then 300.
Plus the 300.
Yeah.
Now he says you've got a warrant of arrest, and to clean it up, it's 1,900 rand.
Perhaps I drive again back to my ATM to get the 900.
Yeah, no, you've got money, buddy.
Yo,
that's what I thought. Maybe if I was broke that month. Anyway, I give this guy 900 rand. I'm sitting now, perhaps.
Jesus, I don't know how my mind came back to me because it looks like I'd lost it, yeah?
I don't know what happened, and I'm like, okay, this guy is not here. I'm looking at the one, I'm like, this guy's been gone for about 30 minutes, and I don't see it. Perhaps the road just became clean. There's no one around now. No, I don't even want to ask people.
Now I'm ashamed. I come out of the car. I'm ashamed. Yeah.
I get back into my car. Only now, bro, I drive to the entrance, the license department. Bro, it's empty. There's no one at the parking lot.
Oh, my
it's
word.
Just a security.
Oh, now I understand, Palisa, why you say laziness.
Yes.
Laziness, bro. When I park inside, the security guard only registered my visa, but booked for that.
Yes.
Day. So as soon as I'm there parked, the security guard, I remember, did you book for the day? Kiri, yes. Are you Palisa? Kiri, yes. You were the last person. Perhaps we can let you go
my phone. Oh, my word.
Kiri, so you
How much was it all in all, Palisa?
I keep taking the number down, bro. Oops, I can't say it. I keep saying, when I tell my friends, I keep
it's
taking
a traumatic
it
situation.
Yeah, shame,
yeah,
sorry.
It's very embarrassing, yeah, because there is a lot.
But thanks for sharing.
I keep taking the number down. Yeah. I keep telling people, smiling. I'm like, no, it's
I'm not laughing at you, but
thank you for sharing.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah, bro, Ops, that's my story. Yeah. I just wanted to share. When people go to the Florida license department, just go straight inside. Yeah. Don't get any advice on distractions for the parking guys.
Alyssa,
it
in
was
Alberta.
Also, I did not have any pending tickets.
Nothing.
There was nothing that I had to pay.
They took all your money.
Yeah. But one thing I can tell you, I'm sure my friends, if they're listening, they're like, Handland Janilebo guy, I will not say I'm going to go to my grave with that amount.
Alyssa says she'll go to the grave with a total amount of money that was scammed off
and
of
you
her.
You see all the elements that it's not just about the scams online.
Yeah.
It's about you. I really liked what you said earlier. It's about you as a person.
Yeah.
And what is it that makes you susceptible? So here we are finding, I wasn't thinking straight. I didn't want to be in a queue. And I just felt, wow, it sounds fantastic, quick service. Little bit of money for the guys and I'm done. And so you can see how it's so easy. Once you are in it, that's why people put more. Because people often say, but how can you start with a little bit and you put more?
Yeah.
Because exactly as we said about the guys in Mums, right? People scamming you online are the very same people. They know human psychology.
Absolutely.
They know how to drag you in.
That's so brilliant.
Really watching out. Looks too good to be true. This idea of shame, I won't say it to anyone. That's actually what makes it work. Because you've been scammed, you keep quiet.
Yeah, you're in solidarity with them now. Yeah,
because you're so ashamed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas talking about it, like what we've just said now,
yeah,
helps people away. Renewing your license. Anyway, the scams are there.
I want to take two calls,
yes,
back to back.
It, yeah.
Madume, good evening to you.
Hello?
Yeah, Madume, go ahead, sir.
Hi, Obrin. Thanks. Shame, Palesa.
Hey,
actually,
man.
I wanted to tell you a different story. Then I heard Palesa's story, and I remembered just recently I was nearly scammed at the licensing department as well in Midland.
Yes.
So I'm walking in. So my sister has just moved to Gauteng, and her car had Limpopo plates.
Yes.
So it's a relatively high-risk car.
Yeah.
So we don't want it to stand out. So we wanted to change the plates to Gauteng so that we can blend in. So we walk into the licensing department. Then the security approaches us and asks us...
The nice one there at the Gauteng.
No.
Oh, the other one. Yeah, okay.
Department by Ellendale there.
Yeah.
So, as we walk in, you can see we've got papers. So he asks us, what are you here to do? Then we tell him, we're here to change the ownership. Oh, then he tells us, he asks us, do you have a roadworthy certificate? And then we're like, no, we don't have that. Do we need it? And he's like, yeah, you need it. And then he says, I can make a plan for one quickly. I think he said about 1,000 something for a roadworthy certificate. So now I'm thinking, when you're from, it's in the morning and I had work that day, so I wanted my things done quickly.
Yes.
And then I'm thinking, let me just ask. Something in me just said, let me just go inside and ask.
Yes.
Because I learned it from my father.
Yes.
I don't know. He says, go and ask an official. And my father is just saying like, he wants to hear it from someone official.
Yes.
And I think not possible. So I was like, okay, it's fine. I'll come back to you if things don't go right for me inside. So I go inside and there's a lady there. She told me I'm going to need a roadworthy certificate and some other things. I think an affidavit from the police.
Yes.
Then I'm like, so I've never done a roadworthy certificate before. So I was like, you know what, I'm going back into town. Let me just, as I'm going to do this affidavit, just go and check, because I knew where Dekra was. I was like, let me just go ask how much it is and how long it takes.
Yeah.
So we went back into town. We went to Dekra, and they informed us that this thing can be done same day, number one. And number two, I forgot the exact amount, but it was like for a couple of hundreds, about 400 rand.
Yes.
now I'm thinking, I could have given that
a thousand rand, yeah,
like a thousand for fraudulent documents that I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, it goes back to that thing of laziness and urgent. You know, you want this thing now, so you're prepared to fork out some money to save you some time. And if you just take some time to go inside and ask, what exactly do I need? What am I missing? You'll save yourself a lot of hurt.
I want to thank you very much, my brother. I've run out of time, and I'm not going to take the next call. So many calls still holding because we've run out of time. But the lesson is clear, isn't it, Dr. Frank?
Too good to be true.
Yeah.
Ask the questions.
Yeah.
The returns are too high.
Yeah.
Just something doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Talk to a friend.
Yeah. Ask the questions.
Reflect on it overnight.
Because there's a knowing question that's always there. Ask that question.
Reflect it overnight. Don't rush yourself. You will be able to, you know, separate true investment from scams.
Dr. Frank Makwege, how do we get in touch?
FrankMakwege.com. Just hit that talk to Frank button. We can carry on the conversation that way.
100%.